Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Okay, you guys, so we got to take a pause for the cause and ask you guys, our loyal Friends Zone listeners, a favor. I've never asked you for anything before, but there's a first time for everything, right? We really, really want to get to know you guys, and in order to do that, we need you guys to fill out a really quick online survey. It won't take more than 5 minutes, and besides the helping out of the show that you'll be doing, you'll also be entered for a chance to win a $100 iTunes gift card, which you know you want that. Now, we know some of you have already done surveys like this in the past, but we really, really need you to log in and fill this thing out as accurately as you possibly can. Otherwise, you have to deal with me. Once we know more about you, the listeners of our show will be able to help deliver the show and sponsors that you dream about. Okay? Finding sponsors who are a good fit. And this will mean that we get to give you deals and information on the brands that you actually care about while still helping the show and keeping it free in order to enjoy it every week when you want to. And if you don't care about helping us or making the show better, then damn it, do it for the chance to win the iTunes card or the Amazon gift card, because it's going to be one of the two, okay? So that's, again, we need you to go to thefriendzonesurvey.com. That is thefriendzonesurvey.com. Fill out our survey, please. You have a chance to win a $100 iTunes gift card, maybe Amazon gift card. And I ask you to do it, so please fill out the survey. Thank you. All right, it's short and sweet. We're going to start this shit off right to the beat. This week, we're going to make it clean and make something that make you move your feet. It's steam. It's taking off. And you know that I will take it off to the south and maybe the north. And if you got a coat, then it better be north and to the
face. Did you say south? I'm from the A.
Hey.
I know you're from Detroit 313.
Hey.
Cash Doll, do I hear you? You so accurate. I want you, boo, to be on the friend zone with me. Dustin, hey, friend, you see, she peeking. We bleeping. We riding the beat and we seeking. Have a seat, ho. Dustin, where you at? Come back. Ride the beat. You got 15 seconds.
Talking about she's sneaking. Say the wrong thing, bitch, be leaking. And I ain't never creeping. I say it to your face and be stinking. Look, guess what? I mean it. Said it because I mean it the cleanest. I got a big old...
Well, that was a great place
and
to stop.
And that's where we stop the intro.
Okay.
That's right. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Friend Zone, which is your weekly look into all things mental health, mental wellness, and mental hygiene. Because who in the hell wants a musty brain?
I thought you was about to do
It's Hammer, go Hammer, MC Hammer, yo Hammer, and the rest can go and play. Can't touch this.
Can't touch this. All right, well, we're going to do something a little different this week. Dustin, do you want to head off this new little thing that we're doing?
I do. It just seems that we've been having these dynamic conversations that everybody wants to chime in on, and so we want to talk back. So when you guys leave us comments, just be aware that we are now going to be going through the comments, finding ones that we find interesting and that we think everybody needs to hear and pay attention to, because you know you're not reading all those comments. And so we're going to talk about them on the show. It's just a little bit of, you know, a piece of us for a piece of you.
That's right.
It's just a little bit of us, and it's an exchange. You know, we're going to meet here. We've been meeting here so long.
You done choked. So clearly a lot of you that listen to the show and leave us comments under SoundCloud or even just on the Twitter, the Friend Zone Pod, you guys have so many interesting perspectives. So we thought it's only amazing to include them on the show, so it's not just what we have to say, but what you guys have to say too. So with that being said, Dustin.
That's right. So last week, we talked about call-out culture last week. It was a really dope conversation about just the current climate of the internet, when people feel that someone has done something worthy of a dragging, quote unquote, or something that they need to be called to task on. There's a groupthink mentality, a mob mentality of people who just relentlessly drag this person to the ends of the earth. People have lost their jobs, their homes, their families, all kinds of shit. And so our show was about that last week, and we had a couple interesting comments. One that I found of interest was from... Felicitia. Felicita. Or Felicita. Felicita, something like that, girl. You know how you... F-E-L-I-Z-I-T-A. You, girl. What's happening? She said... We brought up in our conversation last week how people were upset with Coldplay and Beyonce because they felt like in their video for him for the weekend, Beyonce in that traditional some sort of Indian garb and makeup, they said that it was cultural appropriation. Feliz cumpleaños or whatever her name is. I'm so mad. She said it wasn't appropriation because in the video she wasn't herself but a fictional character in a movie. Chris, she means Chris Martin, the lead singer of Coldplay, goes into a movie theater and he is watching Beyonce in a movie. So I thought that was a really interesting perspective. Maybe everybody got all up in arms about nothing because it wasn't actually Beyonce doing that. It was her playing a character. So food for thought. What about you, friend? What did you find interesting?
Well, Dorian Gray hit us on Twitter and said, what? The internet taught me that we as a society must miss the days of the angry mob dragging, apparently. And that was how she felt about call-out culture. So I'm thinking by her saying that she's... you know, talking back. Remember we used to watch the Eyes on the Prize documentaries? Did you guys watch that?
Yes, Eyes on the Prize. You remember all them civil rights documentaries.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
In sixth grade, my teacher had us watch it, which was like such an impact on us because we were little. Yeah. We were like, wait, this happened here, you know?
Yeah.
So I think of that when she's saying that. And you think of the mobs that would really go on the street and just attack us. And now for her to... say that that's how she feels about call-out culture. I thought that was a really interesting perspective, and maybe that will click in someone's mind the next time they want to participate.
So. I thought she was talking about jumping people. Me and my sister finna beat your ass.
Well, either way, you know. Dorian, thank you for that. I thought that was cool.
Did Dorian leave his picture?
Stop.
Okay, just kidding. Bad joke. Well, my comment over here is from Isaiah. Shout out, because you comment like every week.
I love
Isaiah. What's up,
Isaiah?
We ain't going to lose this one. Ain't going to be no losing Isaiah this time. We done found this one.
Shut up.
And this is on SoundCloud, right?
This is on SoundCloud,
That's where he at.
So he says, that's true, and sometimes what they're saying doesn't really add to conversation. And if you're referring to people that just be joining the mobs senselessly and just be perpetuating shit, not really knowing what's going on, I thought when I read that, that's immediately what I thought. I was like, oh yeah, I've seen that a million times. Somebody just log on and be like, what's going on? And they just retweet.
Just
right on in there. Like, yeah, I've been talking about this. I told y'all. It's like, what?
Right, but not having like an actual perspective
like
to share.
Like everything that you are saying has been said and done.
Right. We done moved on.
That's why I don't log on sometimes. Sometimes I'm thinking, I'm going to just say LOL, so I shouldn't even say shit. Like, that's how it be.
But I'm happy that you guys connected with the call-out culture conversation. A lot of you said that a lot of you admitted, which I thought was really awesome, that you have participated, and now our conversation made you rethink the participation. Yes. Not saying that it's going to make you stop, because if you feel passionate about something, obviously that's your right, but you're going to take into account the other person's humanity.
Potentially.
Right.
Maybe.
Right. Maybe.
Allegedly.
And, right, before you go in
on the weekend. Barely. I am a female.
but I'm excited that at least we got the juices flowing. So
yes, we did.
Job well done, guys.
Speaking of the juices flowing, no, I'm just kidding. that's a terrible lead-in.
Sexy time. It's sexy time.
Actually, speaking of sexy time, well, damn, this is gonna work against me twice. What did you do for Valentine's Day?
Work against me. That's what I did for Valentine's Day.
Not against me. For any of y'all that be reading it too much into things.
Valentine's Day was great. I celebrated love on Valentine's Day.
Mm. Yes.
That's what I did.
Yes.
What about you, friend? Did you celebrate love on Valentine's Day?
No, I didn't. I was busy working. It was just another day for me, honestly.
But so, you love what you do. So in a way, celebrate love.
You was on
trend and ain't even know it, though.
You're absolutely right. I was doing what I love, so it was a day well spent.
Because I was working, and I was not doing what I love. But I'm not going to complain because I had two Valentines. Shout out to Alex.
Pimpin'.
Alex, my sister, that I call Kourtney Kardashian, and Tara Nicole, one of the baddest bitches ever.
Oh, I love her.
I'm telling you. Those are my two Valentines, my two little bad little bitties.
Oh, cute.
Even though I had to be at work all day. But I got money. Get money. So because I brought up Valentine's Day, I just wanted to say everyone continue to love yourselves. And each other.
Nice save.
The entire week. So let's make it Valentine's week.
Valentine's week.
That's right.
So this week on the show, we wanted to talk to you guys about pillow talk.
The real lead in.
The dangers of pillow talk. When we came in today to structure our show, I started telling the guys a story about an ex of mine who is now dating someone new. And basically, he started sharing our old pillow talk with her on their pillow talk and basically telling her personal things about me and a previous relationship that I had been in before him. So I was telling the guys how it's so odd to me. Like, I understand when you get in a new relationship, a lot of us have the habit of talking about our exes because it can show the new person perspective, maybe where you went wrong, where you messed up, or just more insight about who you are in a relationship. So I'm guilty of that. I definitely share in those types of conversations about my exes, not necessarily trashing them or anything, but just sort of, you know, saying like, this has been my journey to get to you. Because I think it's a cool way to know who I am, you know, where I've messed up, what I'm going to fix and things like that. So it's a conversation that comes up. But where do people draw the line on how much you tell your new partner about your old partner? Because I thought it was odd that he was telling her things about my ex before him, because that doesn't have anything to do with either one of them. And then it ended up getting back to my ex, just really messy. And mind you, these are people that are no longer in my life, haven't been in my life in a long time. So for me to have to kind of check.
Blow the dust off of this
like
situation.
Blow the dust off, it was awkward.
Gather all your artifacts.
You know, and to even have to go back to those spaces where I'm so far removed. I mean, I care for them both. I'm not saying, like, you know, that's old news, but I'm saying, like, I'm just not in there. Obviously, they've moved on. So it felt kind of annoying for me to have to, like, talk about old stuff. And then childish for me to also feel like, damn, I hate that. Like, there was a he said, she said about things that have to do with me. So I was telling the guys, I was asking them about pillow talk. Are you guilty of it? Are you someone who, when you're in a new relationship, you talk to them about your exes and all of your past stories?
Fran is looking directly, beaming directly at me, y'all.
I'm glad
in
you got
HD,
it.
LTE,
3, I'm glad you got
4G, it. 313, everything.
Okay.
No, okay, hell no. I do not engage in pillow talk about exes. I don't, if I am entertaining someone in the capacity of us dating, I don't want to talk to you about your ex. I don't want to talk to you about no other niggas that you've ever dealt with that were special to you. Because in my mind, I'm supposed to be the most important, best nigga you ever been with, had, top dog, number one, numero uno, head honcho. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm supposed to be. So I don't, how dare you talk to me about you having feelings, special feelings of care and love for somebody else. What kind of shit is that? You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hear that. Yeah, I don't want to know about that. Like, I don't, that's bold. Like, I don't, that's awkward as fuck. Right. I don't want to talk about you laying up with and on and under somebody else. You know what I'm saying? While we literally laying up. This was a privilege. Something got us here to this point. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I hear that.
We kind of earned this spot. And so I don't want to talk about who else was up in here. Who else was in the house? I don't want to talk about that. Am I wrong?
Am I crazy?
No, you're not. Okay, thank you. I don't think that you're crazy at all. In the House was funny.
Like, I'm not. I don't. So, to answer your question, no, I don't talk about, I don't have pillow talk of that sort. Now, I do share things, and there's a there's a confidence that you have with someone that you're dating and damn sure laying up in the bed and actually talking with. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If y'all having conversations in the bed, you're close. So there's a certain, you know, trust that you have where you share secrets.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I even kind of watch that because people are crazy nowadays.
See, but that's the part about it that kind of sucks, because when you get comfortable enough with someone, especially because the guys that I'm talking about, excuse me, I was with both of them for years. So it wasn't like they were just like random men that I was chilling with and was just talking to them. Each one of them I was with for 6 years, and one of them I was with for 2.5, like 2 years.
Was it the six or the two that told?
The one I was with for 2 is the one that told his new girl about me and my previous relationship, which was about the one that I was in for 6 years, because it was something that molded me in so many ways. So I guess in his description of me, he had to bring my ex up for whatever reason. At least that's the credit I'm trying to give him, because I don't understand why I was being talked about.
Right.
At least not in that context. You know, like, my ex shouldn't have been brought up. And they're both people that, you know, are known in the music industry, both of them. So for them to be talking about each other, it made me extra uncomfortable, because it's just too messy.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Don't do that. These are your peers in the industry. Like, have some respect for me as a woman, and also for them, you know, in their privacy. So, pillow talk. But Asante, are you someone that participates or no?
See, you have to really define pillow talk for me, because I'm, when it comes to very personal things and I'm in a specific space with you, when you tell me something and I'm telling you something, in my mind, I'm going to tell you and this is going to be it. So when you tell me something, like, I don't feel like I need to repeat it or, like, really think about it or, you know, lull over it. But I guess in the situation of me being with someone new and discussing somebody old, I just never think to do that, because I think, you know, as a male in the gay community, you never want to, I never want to just be the type of person that was like, oh, my ex was this way. Like, not even being looked at for being messy, but you just deal with so much as a male, you know, wanting to be with another man. So to say someone else's secrets, you don't know who's going to be messing, but, oh, girl, I heard, or whatever, in any context. So I just never even entertain the thought. Like, if I say something and I feel like it involves someone else, I try as hard as possible to not connect whomever I'm talking about with someone. Unless, you know, this person that I'm with really wants to know and I feel like it'd be beneficial for them to know. But I really try not to connect those things unless it's really going to be directly related, so they don't end up in no shit. Like,
see, that's really mature, because I guess because I'm such an, like, with work, I'm pretty private, you know, but when I'm dating someone, I'm such an open book, because I want to relate to them and I want them to relate to me and have, like, a really deep understanding of how I work and what doesn't work,
right.
What does work. And a lot of the times that takes, you know, telling them old stories. But I'm seeing now that there has to be some kind of line. Because the sad thing is, you do tell these things in confidence, not thinking that the person's going to move forward. Like, I've never moved forward. Like, with the last one, I never moved forward and told him things. And even what I told him about my ex wasn't necessarily about my ex, you know, like,
it was just something that, like,
yeah,
how you worked,
right? How
that
it,
they could have set
how
off
it
for
pertained
you or something
to me.
Right.
It wasn't like I was, like, telling him stuff about my ex's life that it was, like, details and
right,
secrets.
Yeah.
Like, I would never do that. But it was just like I said, it was me trying to paint a picture.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I'm gonna include the characters that have played a part.
Right.
That's how I was viewing it. But for it to turn into, like, this he said, she said, and he said, and it was like, oh, that's so childish and messy, and that's really not how I roll. So now it has me thinking, moving forward, like, do I have to put up a wall almost and not talk about my old relationships? Because I'm not going to be in a situation like that again, because that just,
like,
did not feel right.
I'm sorry to keep talking over you, but
no,
I feel
yeah.
like it's a perception thing. Like, when you are telling these stories, people are connecting to specific details. And that's why I try to be very conscious of the things that I do put out. And it, like, fucks me up sometimes. But when you say, like, oh, girl, she had on red shoes, and you're telling a story about someone's wig, they're going to be thinking about the red shoes the entire time. And it's like, that's not what I was telling you. Like, I'm telling you how this works to me. and you thinking about the person the or juiciness. Who it is mm-hmm. and how it affects them. And that's not what this is about. And it just that's why I always just...
Listen, talk to me about your family. Talk to me about your job. Talk to me about your college years. Talk to me about your old jobs. Talk to me about your churches. Talk to me about, you know, the oil change place. Anything other than your ex.
But even family. They could say something and it can get back to something. You know, like, it's just talking about people, period.
But my thing is this, though. It's the topic, right? Like, just talk to me about anything other than... There's no reason outside of, you know, if you were in, like, an extremely abusive relationship where you was getting your ass kicked, you know what I mean? And, you know, it affected your life or some crazy shit happened like that or, you know... You went to jail with your ex or something crazy, you know, and did years, not a weekend. You know, that's, I don't need to know that. But like, you know, something extreme where we need to discuss your ex. Other than that, don't talk to me about your ex or anybody else you used to date. It's no reason.
That's so like, interesting. None.
And we avoid so much. We avoid so much.
I mean, yeah, clearly.
Yeah.
I see that now.
Yeah. I don't want to hear that shit.
For me, listening to it, like listening to Pillow Talk doesn't bother me because I do think of how we all care about different things at different places in our lives. And so I've sat and heard people tell me all sorts of things about people they've been with or how it affected them growing up and blah, blah, blah. And I have always just kind of, I've never held back. I've always admired the fact that people could really like connect certain situations and things. But I've never been able to put that out there about anyone else because in my head I'm thinking, whatever it is, it was like a confidential time or period or piece. Mm-hmm. And I think you are able to connect to some of why those moments, you know, are what they are. And you're able to tell why you tick or to give that perspective in that way. But I think sometimes it becomes like a missed opportunity when you're trying to tell what makes you tick. And then it involves other parts of the clock.
And that's the part that cut for me is unfortunate because I like the sharing part of getting to know someone. Like, how about this? Okay, forget talking about exes, but even when you share, well, I don't know if you guys share that much, but for me, I'll share things about my past as far as my family or things that I've been through, you know, childhood stories, things of that nature that may include family members or just different phases and evolutions of myself.
Right.
So now there are people, like, let's say now you have someone and you guys break up. There's someone that knows everything about you mm-hmm. and they move forward with that information. And you don't have control anymore of who they tell because obviously we can't control that. You know, you don't have control of what they may twist or what they may use to their advantage that in that time felt like a friendship. And it was like a way to protect each other. Like, I know this about you, but when you break up, that's not no longer the case.
So you just always go second. Like when y'all having the conversation where you telling secrets and shit, you just always go second. So that way you know just as much. You know what I'm saying?
What time is it? Are we out of petty note already?
Or, this ain't even on petty note. This GP. See, let me break this down to you real quick.
Please, give me the
science. People have forgotten about the G code. And I am dead ass serious. Like, I respect the G code. Fran, if you tell me a secret, okay, it's going to remain a secret.
Absolutely.
I don't give a damn who is requesting the information of me. I don't care. Like, it's not coming out of me.
Right.
You know for a fact, Asante, that if you tell me a secret, what's it going to stay? A secret. Like that, like I move off of that. So that transcends into relationships. Of course, we're going to talk about things and share things, but I'm not going to lay up. I know things, I know potentially damaging information about people
right.
that I have
That's
loved.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
And I would never, but the thing is, they all will tell you that they know it's not going to go anywhere. I just would never do that just because that's my makeup. You
right.
know what I mean? I respect the G code. Like, people have to do that. Get out your feelings. Just because you know something about somebody and you may not be, you know, that fond of them right now, that doesn't mean you disrespect the time that you spent together. And I'm going to tell you something else. It only makes you look bad when you run the streets trashing your ex.
That's right.
Here's why. When you publicly declare that somebody is your partner, right, or that y'all are together, that's honoring them and the commitment, the decision that you made to be with them.
That's an extension of
you. So if after it's over and you trash them, then people are only going to just start to not have no respect for your relationships, future. You know what I'm saying? Any future relationships you're in, they're not going to respect them. They're not going to take you seriously, all of that. I don't give a damn how you feel about your ex. When people ask you about them, oh, they're doing good. I think they're living in Timbuktu, Africa, and they're doing good. Yep. I'm really happy to know that they're doing good. That's what your response should be.
That's true. And I have seen people go off on that because, you know, it's always Twitter and people going off exposing each other. And all it does is make me take a mental note like, okay, that's definitely not someone I would ever date because nope. You don't want to feel like that could happen to you.
Okay. You like, know? Damn, I'm sitting here with a ticking time bomb.
Yeah. And that's what you're putting off about yourself by being that person, you know? And like mm-hmm. Dustin said, it says more about you too, that you're sitting here trashing them. But it's like, okay, but that was your boyfriend. So that's who you picked. That was your decision. So I don't know. It just makes me sad in a way because I'm such a feelings person. Like, let's talk.
Don't feel bad, though, because you didn't pass them peas like you used to. That was them passing the peas. That wasn't you. You right. kept your end of the bargain.
That's right.
They defaulted. Okay.
Right. But I feel bad that it happened, yes. Mm-hmm. But I feel bad that now moving forward, I know I'm going to be hesitant. Like, how much can I share with you?
Right. People, that's life. That's that tough titty life
yeah.
shit. That's where it's just.
I always forget that not everyone is like me because I'm the same way. If you tell me critical things about your childhood, you know, I'm obviously not going to be telling everybody about that. Like, mm-hmm. that's, you had that trust in me and I want people to always feel that. And like I said, if I do share something, it's never anything that puts the other person in a weird position, but it's just so people can understand me better. That's right. literally my yep. only intention. But I'm seeing that life just isn't that
yep.
rosy.
Lost in translation sometimes.
Yeah, so I don't know. What about you, Asante?
People aren't going to take your intentions just because you give it to them with right. your intention, like your intent.
Mm-hmm.
Someone tried to say something like that to me, and I was like, damn, like that makes sense. Like you can be nice and do whatever you want for someone just to convey a good thing. And they're still going to read it one like any other way.
That's why you might as well do it on a petty note every time.
And go second.
Because it ain't going to work out no way. And go second. I'm telling you. Go second, dog. Every time. And then you got just as much as they do. So you want to tell on me? Then I can tell on you.
So when you're first getting to know the person you're dating, mm-hmm. you don't share anything about your exes. Like
Nothing. Never, ever in
That's
life.
That's like
no.
admirable.
Well, can you...
If I'm a date you for real, like if I'm a date you, date
right,
you...
Right, where this is like a serious
then
thing.
Then like at this
Not
point
like
in my life,
out.
You... I'm only going to date... The necessity will be there to keep certain information classified.
Right.
I'll put it to you like that.
Right.
So it's already going to be an understood thing that this is not something that we walk around and talk about.
Right.
Period. So, no, I don't bring it up at all. And, in fact, people get mad at me like, he's such a nigga, you know, because I don't be wanting to talk about that. I be like, don't talk to me about no motherfucker you was with. Like, don't even bring that shit. Don't bring that up. Like, I go off about that.
Oh, my God.
Like, fuck you, mean? What you bringing that up for? Shut up. Like, see, I'll do that.
See, dope. I don't, and that's the thing, because I don't actually present X stuff either. But when people, like, say it to me, I don't feel inclined to reciprocate that. And part of
really?
Me.
Really? So people tell you their personal stuff and you just
well, no,
nod and smile?
I tell, yeah, pretty much. Actually.
That's on a pettier note.
No, that's not even petty, but actually a lot of times people do tell me more than I tell them. And it's just because I'm like a good, you know,
I
sounding
I can see that
because
you're a good listener,
you
too.
You know, so people just be wanting to tell me shit. Like, I've had people call me up and tell me, like, shit in the middle of the night and not talk to them for months. Like, why would you tell me that? But it's not even a big deal. I don't mind. I like shit like that. But I was just thinking about, friend, give me pillow talk. Like, let's pretend we just got into a new relationship and give me a friend piece. It could be a lie. Just make some shit up about our pillow talk that you...
Okay, I have one for you. So, in my... let's say my relationship now. I've mentioned on the show here before that when I was younger, I struggled with monogamy. Not because I found it cute, obviously, then I may have, but it was because I was very fearful of putting all my eggs in one basket. I was so scared of being hurt because I saw what my dad did to my mom and just my family in general, the marriages, how they just crumbled. It was always cheating, this, that, and the other, which in your sane mind, you would say, well, I shouldn't contribute to the world by being like them. hello, that's who I am now. But in that time, it made sense to just cheat as well. Because it was like, well, at least I'm not going to be the one getting hurt. That's the mentality I had. So if someone now asks me about that, have you ever been someone who's cheated? I'm going to share those stories. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to say, yeah, because I want them to understand my journey as a woman, as a human, my evolution, my... I don't want to ever... most people get in relationships and they paint this perfect picture of themselves. So, and then you find out little snakes and skeletons later and you're like, wait, you didn't tell me that. I don't want anyone to find third-party information. So I always tell them things straight up. This is what you're getting. This is who I am. So I'll share about the stories of people I've cheated on. I may say who it is, you know, who I cheated with, why I did it. So that would be an example. You know, those are things that I would share with someone. So A, they can know what they're getting themselves into. B, I never want to paint a false picture of perfection. And I just think it's really cool for me to show that vulnerability off jump. So it doesn't catch you by surprise later on when you're already all in. And then you ask me a year later, have you ever cheated? And I'm like, yeah. And you'd be like, what? And then get all worked up. Like, you going to cheat on me? You know, but if I tell you that off jump, then you know what you're getting into. Not saying like, so I can cheat on you again. And you'd be like, oh.
No.
Not saying that, but at least so you know who I am.
This is a whole show in and of itself. Mm-hmm. So I think we should put a pin in this because this is actually a conversation I would love to explore later. Because I have personally, okay, I stand before you today. Bearing witness that I have, in theory, nigga, I'm standing, that I have been put on the cross, you know, for being damagingly honest, you know?
Right. And that's
being
a great
too honest
point.
To where it damaged me.
Mm-hmm.
And like people stopped or whatever. So we should explore that further.
How honest later. Should you be? Yeah. And that would be an example.
You want me to give you some more? Okay, so this is the kind that gets you in trouble. Follow me, okay, friend?
Follow me, camera.
All right, friend, it's me and you, friend, all right? We in the room getting dressed or whatever, right? Well, I'm getting undressed from work. I'm taking my tie off. Hey, babe, you off Saturday? You off Saturday?
I am.
Okay, cool. You know we got that thing over at Aunt Sheila's.
What thing?
You know they having that cookout or whatever. I don't know why we got to go, because you, Well, don't say nothing, but you know her and Uncle Larry ain't been right for years. I'm surprised they still even together right now. We going over here this weekend. That's why I hate going over there, because they don't do nothing but sit up and argue the whole... Ever since she found out about that baby, it's been just
so
like, every time. So just when we over there, you know, try to keep it straight first, whatever. I love you, baby. You so understanding.
I love you, too.
You always get... That's pillow talk.
See, and that's
the shit that gets you later
it's
on.
It's not always about exes. It can even be what you share about your mom, your dad,
friends,
your siblings,
everybody.
Your friends. Like, it can get you in trouble in so many ways. So it's like, so this is a question I have for the listeners. Be honest. How much do you pillow talk? And do you ever worry that it's going to come bite you in the butt? And what's the difference between just being open and honest, like Dustin was saying, just putting yourself out there in the relationship and,
open
you know,
and
talking too much almost. I'm wondering if you guys think that there's a separation. So that's the pillow talk.
Lord Jesus.
And amen.
I have a song this week.
Oh, you got inspired.
I do. I have a song. And this week, I'm not even going to crack no jokes. Like, I'm just going to give it to you straight as a fresh perm, for real. Like, this right here, seriously, like... This is one of my all-time favorite songs. Mm-hmm. It is by an artist named Sylvia, who she, like, started the Sugar Hill Gang, whatever that record label they was on or whatever, she owned it. She was a bad, like, the first bad, you know, whatever you want to call it, a bad boss chick, you know, whatever. If they want to call themselves a bad bitch, I'm going to let them say that. I'm not really going to put it out there, but right. It's on the table for... consumption. Okay, but anyway, the song is by Sylvia and it's called Pillow Talk. That
Get
is the
out.
Name of the song. And it is one, it is the absolute jam. When I say the jam, it's a 70s feel good, steady build up groove. And she, hey, baby, make me stay. Hey, I don't care what your friends are trying to say. Hey! So look up Pillow Talk by Sylvia, everybody. That is the song of the week. It's one of my favorites.
But can I tell you how I looked up Pretty Willy for Walls, which was Dustin's homework from last week, and the first comment was, friendzone sent me. Hey! Yo, when I tell you I fell out, God. I laughed so hard.
That's right. They walking with us, baby. They are walking with us on this journey.
Like, I was like, our show is a disaster.
Pretty Willy had everybody hip rolling last week. It was somebody listened to the show got pregnant last week. How much you want to bet? Friend zone, baby.
Oh, y'all are so funny. Okay, so let's jump into this week's wellness segment. So we have talked about depression and anxiety and all of these stressful struggles that all of us are having, you know, which is normal. And we talked about mala beads, remember? We talked about using that as a tool for learning how to take deep breaths and kind of tap out when the day is feeling too heavy. We've talked about meditation and using that to kind of have a clear idea of how your mind works. But today, I wanted to talk to you guys about the newest craze, which obviously isn't much of a craze, but you know how trends go.
What that craze is.
Adult coloring books. Have you guys
seen them? Yes, yes, yes.
No, not that. Not sexual.
Oh. No. I thought we was going to be using the crayons. We never really got out the box like that Sienna one. Oh, that was a good one for areolas. The Sienna crayon.
I'm so mad.
He already had that whole fucking
day. He said Sienna.
Go ahead, though. My bad.
So, no, not those kind of adult coloring books. Let's just say coloring books.
Okay.
But I know a lot of you that maybe frequent Barnes & Nobles and just bookstores, you're seeing these books everywhere. Even when you go on Amazon.com, it's right on the homepage. Like, it's literally the newest craze. So, of course, I'm excited about it being a new craze because it's a really helpful one. So, what is it that is so special about a coloring book, for especially for an adult? Well, because this, I was looking up the science behind it, because I've been using art therapy for years, like buying watercolors and using a canvas and just painting on random days is just a cool way to get your mind off of it. So now seeing that the coloring books are like the new thing, I was like, you know what? I want to look up the science behind it. So I was looking up this neuroscientist, and he, of course, he was saying...
Ben Carson.
No, not that one. And this neuroscientist was saying that in our brains, we have amygdalas, right? They're these two little almond-shaped masses of cells that basically are the processors for our emotions. So as you can imagine, our amygdalas are overworked and underpaid. They're stressed. Hello? Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, with all the things we're worried about all the time. So what the coloring does is that it kind of deactivates a lot of the pressure that's headed to those areas of your brain that make you feel fearful and nervous and anxious. So what it does, you start coloring and suddenly other hemispheres of your brain start activating, the left and the right, because the left, you're using logic, because you're seeing this painting, you're like, okay, I have to focus, I have to paint this right now. And then you're using the right side of your brain, which is the creative, because you have to pick the colors and see how you're going to paint it and what you're going to mix. So you're basically activating both hemispheres of your brain, and then you're activating different lobes, different sections of your brain, because this is like fine motor skills. You know, you have to stay within the lines, and then your vision. So it's almost like you're tricking the amygdalas from being so overworked, because now you're shooting off all these feelings to the other sides of your brain. So scientifically, it's really, really cool. Like, it's so simple and it makes so much sense. Like, you know, if you have this part of your brain that is stressing you out, then how do you activate the other parts? And then you do something like coloring. And that's exactly what that does.
I love it.
Right?
I want one with a picture of Biggie so I can color in that koozie sweater every time I get mad about some bullshit.
So I thought that that was really cool. And especially one part that I read that I thought was really awesome is that because it does help with your fine motor skills, which is like coordination, you know, necessary for like small movements. And with your vision, this is helpful for the elderly. Yeah, so if you have like grandparents that you may take care of, or even our parents getting a little older, which is sad, but anyone that you may be around that you know needs some type of help with their motor skills, this is a really cool idea. Like, buy it for your grandparents or your mom, whoever is in your family, It's good too. I saw that it actually helps.
Give them a real gift, not for their birthday.
It helps the people that are in the early stages of dementia, you know, Alzheimer's, things like that. These are really, really helpful tools to help them in the process of that. And I thought, you know, coloring books are simple because they're affordable. You can get them super cheap on Amazon. You can take them anywhere, throw it in your bag if you're on a flight, if you're on the train, at work, and you need, like, to decompress for a second. I just love the fact that they're so easily accessible. And it's also just really cute. I was on the plane, and I saw this girl sitting across from me, and she was in her coloring book. And I was like, that's so cool to me. I kind of love that this is a trend right now because it clearly works.
We can take crayons through TSA because I don't want no bullshit.
can
they come through?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I actually traveled with it my last couple times, and I took markers and crayons and pencils, colored pencils, and I didn't have any problems getting through.
All right, yes. Cool, because I don't want no trouble.
So I think it's a really cool way to sort of add yet another tool to your arsenal. And then you can do this. I was reading that a lot of couples have actually been doing this for date night, where either you can just do it at home, you guys color together and put on some cool jazz music. Ooh. And drink some wine, which I think is a cute vibe, you know?
That is.
And they actually have places, too, if, you know, you're couples that are more, like, active and like to do stuff outside the house. They have, like, really cool places where you can actually buy a class and they have the canvas and the paints for you and they play music and you're in a group setting painting with people.
Ooh, see, I like that. Coloring book and chill.
Coloring book and chill. So I feel like that, to me, that trend is so cute.
That is cute.
I want you guys to participate. And it doesn't hurt. It's not going to hurt you to try it, you know? And I've, like I said, I've been doing it. I've always found it to be a really cool way to just put everything that you're worried about away for an hour or so and just color like a child. Because look at kids. They're so in the moment.
I'm going to get high, play some music, just start coloring.
And it's so chill. And they have so many really cool ones. You can buy, like, educational ones. Like, I bought one that is human anatomy, which is just...
Of course you did.
That's the one I want.
Right?
That
you can buy ones that are educational, so if you want to learn something while you're coloring. Of course, they have just regular My Little Pony ones if you just want to be nostalgic.
See, I was thinking about that, but I don't want to, like, no pedophiles, so I'm not going to do that.
Walking in.
Because I was thinking, like, oh, I'm going to just give me, like, a Power Rangers coloring book. Because, you know, since it's an adult coloring book, they're going to charge more.
I used to always like the outdoor thing, the ones where it'd be, like, an outdoor scene.
Oh, yeah.
And I would use two or three different greens to show dimension on my leaves.
Oh, yeah, and the grass. The grass was important, too.
And then, you know, like, and now it would be so bomb to buy a coloring book because you can buy all the coloring supplies you want. You know, when you was growing up, your mom and them would get you, you know, if you need markers, you know, they'll get you, like, the classics. But they, you know, you might want the classic, the bold, and the pastel. They only got you the classic color. You know, now you can get the whole thing.
Why did you need the pastels, though?
Pastels was lit. When it came time to, like, drawing on white paper or whatever, pastels was dope. And, like, the baby blue and stuff when you doing the sky and all that.
I was always doing, like, dark paper. So I always
pastels,
did, like, the silver
and
the gold and,
classics,
and shit.
Yeah.
What were the ones that the, like,
the jelly
the
roll?
Legit,
you
no,
about
the
gel?
Legit
oh,
artists used to use that. They were almost
oil. Oil.
And they would get on your hand.
And
they
had them little
oil
like the,
something.
Like that clay
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, it was like
and,
an oil
and
pencil
so cool.
Or something.
And
like
it was
that.
Like wrapped in like a tan
yes,
wrapper.
And then,
y'all
would,
know what I'm talking
would,
about.
You would peel off. Because
it came
pencil.
In that like fancy ass.
It was a
kit.
Pencil. And
yes.
That's how you sharpened it. You peeled off that paper.
I always wanted those, but they looked messy as hell. Like you had to know how to
it's
use
like that
those.
Shit would melt my back.
What about that big art set you got out the catalog where it would be like watercolor paint, markers, color pencils, chalk, crayons?
Oh, yeah.
It'd be like,
I didn't
every
get one of those.
Fucking thing.
Oh, I wish. I bet you Amazon has that.
I'm still salty about a certain Scholastic book fair when I did not get that.
My aspirations to always have the best.
I used
best.
To live for a Scholastic book
Don't
fair.
Get me started. Don't get me. That
there was
catalog,
no greater joy than the teacher coming
fairs.
In with the box and you being like, yes.
What?
My books are
or going or, and going to the library and just looking at all this shit and touching on shit.
And coming to school with your slip and that money in the envelope
Hello?
Your mama gave you. You
had
couldn't
that
tell
little,
me shit.
Had that little check
I
in
had
there.
My slip.
And then the teacher gives you your new Goosebumps books. Yep.
Yes. Ooh.
I always
and remember Fear Street?
Oh my God.
Super Chillers. Oh my God.
Those were the best.
And what about Choose Your Own Adventure? Oh my God. Them books, I loved them. And they had a little TV show for a minute too, if you really old school.
See, me and my friends, we always did the Choose Your Own Adventures and we would always like trade the books around. So it'd be like turn the page through, we would all switch and then turn the pages and like really fuck shit up. Oh my God.
Anyway, yes.
But yeah, so that is this week's wellness segment. I'm sure a lot of you are already on this craze, or if you like me where you were doing it already. So go out there and get some. Let us know what you think. Of course, we're going to be looking through the comments for next week's recap about this episode. So let us know what you think about that.
If you buy a coloring book, take pictures and tweet them to look at Dustin on Twitter. Or you can at him and tag him in photos on Instagram.
Don't tag me in a motherfucking picture, but you can definitely tweet at whatever you want to me. I am very engaging. I love that.
He does.
Let's chat it up. But don't be tagging me in all them goddamn pictures on Instagram.
But I thought it was cool to look up the science behind things because I find it really interesting to find the research on why things work. Because I know if I just said, get a coloring book, people would be like, okay, that's childish. But then when you actually see, wait a minute, I can actually make an effort, like intention on reducing my anxiety and my depression and my fear because this scientifically works. So I love where like spirituality and science mix, you know,
especially
it's like
when they mix with Crayola. That's lit. That is so lit for real.
You know who colors a lot, and I started thinking about when you brought that up.
Who?
XD.
He does.
Yes. Shout out to XD of Two Guys and One Girl podcast.
Really?
Yes. And Jade.
What is, you mean like sketching or?
No, full on actual coloring books.
That's so
when you
cool.
When you come to Jade's house, you're going to see him.
Cheska Lee too. She's huge with it now. She
coloring?
She's just like, dude, I'm sold on this trend. Like she loves it. I see she's always coloring. Even yesterday, me and her had a shoot, a really cool photo shoot, and there were people there on the off time that were coloring, and I thought that was so cool. It actually inspired me. I was like, you know what? I need to talk about
this. Damn, I got
to
get me a coloring book in my purse.
No. If anybody's listening that's an artist, please make me like a trap coloring book because I need something.
Oh, that's such a cute idea.
I need something that's going to keep
me interested.
I bet
you there is already one.
Black people, if you are thinking about this, go on ahead and do it. If you know how to get a coloring book made, hit us up for some ideas, and we're going to get this money together because I got some bomb-ass ideas for some coloring books,
too. You know who could do it? You know the artist Marcus Prime?
Yep, he
could. He's so good. I bet you we could you know what? That's for another day.
We should reach out to him and see if he can do something like that. That would be a great project to collaborate on him.
Right?
Yeah.
And if one of you guys are already on it, then let us know. I'm sure there's one already. I know there was like a hip-hop coloring book. I used to see it on Tumblr. Somebody had. You guys never saw it?
You can send me like a care package with like the 64 box, or is it 96? What's the biggest box of crayons with the sharpener in it?
I feel like it was
96.
96, whatever the biggest box of crayons with the sharpener, and then like the markers, the bold, the classic, and the pastel, and some colored pencils. That would be great. Thank you, because I really want to do this.
Give me like the jelly roll pad, you know, the black paper and them pens, and I'm going to just doodle in that.
Classy.
Because it had the little stencils too and
classy.
Shit. Oh my God, them gel pens were the fucking shit.
Ooh, we should go get some protractors.
Oh my God.
You know what?
Took it back.
I was using some, never mind.
With my TI-89 calculator.
TI-83. And mine had drug war on it. Did yours have that drug war game on it where you sell like the drugs in the different boroughs or whatever? It was amazing.
So wait, the 83 was like the regular one, and then the one that looked like the little handheld computer, I think, was the 89.
The 89 was
that shit
like
looked like a little Genesis or something. She was like, what the
fuck? The 82 fuck and 83 were the ones when we were coming up.
Yeah,
those
were
like the ones
the
you
OG
need.
The OG ones for
you. They was like $80. Ooh. Or no, that was there was like $120.
Yeah, they
I
were
think.
Expensive as fuck.
Well, I was on scholarship, so they just gave us one. Okay.
Look, oh, you didn't
thank
have to
you.
You didn't have to get one of those. Oh, I forgot. You
appreciate
was scholarship
it.
In school. You just fancy and shit.
Right. But so that's it for this week's wellness segment.
Right.
Like always, let us know what you think. We are going to be reading for your feedback. And now we are ready
feedback,
What are we doing now? The icebreaker?
Yes. Yeah,
break that ice.
Yo, friend, this is actually the friend episode. She's doing all the segments tonight.
No, I'm not.
I made friend do all the segments.
You should do it because you know what it is.
I don't remember the question.
Yes, you do. You're just being...
I actually don't remember the question, which is going to fuck me up to give the answer. See, I normally do the icebreaker and I normally surprise the fuck out of them, but friend has a really, like, it's a really good one. And I needed to think about it and I did not use my time wisely and think about it. What was it, friend? You wanted to give... It was music related because
last week...
I remember
what it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, Dustin, you say
I'll do it. So last week, our dear listeners, we reminisced on television shows of yore, you know, of days old and gone by.
You guys love that.
Yes,
I
we did.
I love the comments.
The nostalgia was a beautiful thing to witness and to be a part of, you know, just
absolutely.
Really, truly changing. But yes.
And shout out to the person that mentions Alex Mack. I can't believe I forgot Alex Mack.
And someone was like, Fran, I can't believe you didn't mention Unsolved Mysteries. I was so mad.
Right. I still can't go to sleep.
That was my show.
Yo.
It was good.
That was a good one.
So in that vein, Fran had the genius idea to bring up, you know, two or three songs that were just huge one-hit wonders from the early, you know, 2000s or the 90s or whatever your, you know, generation of yore is. And, you know, we wanted to talk about those one-hit wonders. So, you guys, let's get it started. I'll go first. I don't mind, but there was a song by Lynn, this group named Lynn, called Steal My Sunshine. Yes.
I know it's up for me if you steal my sunshine, keep me first and on my feet.
I loved that song. I love Steal My Sunshine by
Lynn. That was a bomb song, yes.
That was cute. Okay, I got one.
Let's go, friend.
Okay, I don't remember her name, but I know Asante knows the song.
Oh, God.
It was like, God Send Me an Angel.
Amanda
Perez, yes.
God Send Me an Angel from the heavens above.
And then she was like,
Send me. And I was like, why is that part like vibrating like that?
That used to be the jam.
That was the jam.
Yo, that song was so good, and I get so frustrated when I tell people, like, who the hell is Amanda Perez? I'm like, how could you
because
not
I was
know?
Trying to tell you, that's when they was trying to do the stud movement. Remember, it was her and the piano. Alicia Keys was still studding on the piano. Like, they were trying to do, like, a stud piano movement.
And that's what I loved about her, because you heard the song, and then you saw her,
and
you're
totally
like,
different,
wow,
yo.
That's not who... It just, to me, it was perfect.
Yeah, because I feel like it was Amanda
Perez.
She was
Perez so
that
hood.
She was the one that I remember thinking, like, damn, like, they don't let people just be regular nowadays. So the fact that she could just be herself and they didn't say, oh, if you're gonna put this single
put on
out,
a dress and heels. No, she had on like
a
fitted. Right.
Come on,
so
Asante, what's your
so
song?
So that's mine.
So actually, I don't know what years this came out, but along the line of Lynn, it made me think of Junior Senior.
everybody
movie feet and get united.
Do you remember Move Your Feet?
I love that song.
The fucking shit.
That was right around Daft
Punk. Don't stop.
Daft Punk, can't stop your feet.
Daft
Come on,
Punk. I will
around
never.
The world,
hold on. Have you watched Interstellar 555?
Yes.
Like, get high as fuck and watch that fucking movie. Daft Punk did it. They put out a visual. It was a full length like cartoon movie. And there are no words. It's literally just the soundtrack. Like, it's the album to the super space love story odyssey thing. It's
that's
so
cute.
Cool.
What's it called?
Interstellar 555, the story of the
something
interstellar
oh,
planetary
that's
system.
Homework.
I'm going to put you on to
yeah,
that.
I've never seen it.
It's so fucking dope. Have you ever heard, you know, Daft Punk, Something About
yeah,
Us?
Yeah, of course.
They show, like, the whole, like, love story scene from that in there, and it's an amazing song that I heard a long-ass time ago, so I watched this movie, and it changed my life.
So that's homework for those of us not in the know.
My fucking nerd-ass homework. I could take that with me to Fan Bros.
What's another one, Dustin?
What about Love Fool by The Cardigans?
Love me, dear, we're facing a problem. Wait a minute, they didn't have any more hits after that?
But you know what? That whole soundtrack, the Romeo and Juliet motion picture soundtrack, because that was the one
that
Young
Desiree on there?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I love that song.
Kissing you.
Man.
Ooh. I loved her since You Gotta Be Though. You gotta be friends. You gotta be friends. You gotta be one.
Yo, that song was huge. All right, I have another one.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let's
give it
see
to
if
us.
Y'all know this mm-hmm. one. Do y'all remember during Missy's era?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, what wasn't Missy's era?
Okay.
Gina Thompson, The Things That
yes.
You Do.
There was it, The Things You Do. Hey, makes me think about you.
Look, my sister yeah. used to play that all the time. And I
Yo,
used to be like,
I used to love that song. Yeah. And nothing else happened.
What
that
about
song
Ideal?
Was huge.
So I think it's time you leave me alone, alone. Get your bag, get the hell on, because I don't want you no more. I think you better leave.
Okay, so because I'm from the South, mm-hmm. So Def.
Yes.
I used to be a hood rat. Like, I used to be a child listening to these So Def.
Right.
Used to. I used to listen to these So Def mixtapes and The Jam.
I Know Jay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Love You Down mm-hmm. and Time After Time mm-hmm. and all of them. Mm-hmm. Lathan, Freak It.
Oh, what? It's a
If you like it in the morning, I'll be drinking how you want it.
Says you never had it good, babe.
I guess you never wish you could. Like, that used to be, like, because the beat, it was boom, boom.
Shout
like,
out to everybody from the Midwest. All our Midwest listeners, Detroit, Chicago, Indiana. I know you're going to know exactly what song that is.
That's y'all
because they
song.
Do the bag. It's a hustle called the Bad Girl Hustle. Go on YouTube. This is your second homework for the week. Go on YouTube and look up the Bad Girl, the Bad Girl Hustle. Detroit, and you'll see they do it to that song Freaky by Lathan. So every time I think about it, I hear it. I
and
think
because
about
I said him, I'm sorry to take them so many. I
no,
also have
yeah.
to give an honorable mention to Kilo Ali. baby, working on mm-hmm. me. Baby, I need your love. baby, mm-hmm. man, Kilo Ali. Do you know Kilo Ali?
I don't.
He used to sing like really strange. It was Kilo Ali is the homework. I don't give homework,
but
Kilo
you do.
Ali, because he had this very interesting voice. Like, I'm just singing the chorus, but like during his actual verses, he'd be like, yeah, and I'm looking for some love, man, won't you touch me? Like, he's singing, and it's like, what? But the song is The Jam, and you just be like, hey, but like, just killing it.
Wait, what about Nicole Ray?
Oh my God. Oh
How can
my
you
God.
Not?
I got what you want.
I got what you want.
Nicole Ray has a song that, God, it's so much homework this week.
So much homework.
Nicole Ray has a song called You Ain't Shit that it's like unreleased for real. She'll be like, you ain't shit to me. That's the chorus. Like, she's yelling at this guy, like, telling him how, just look up Nicole Ray, You Ain't Shit, and I promise you will thank me later. It's a great R&B song that should have been released.
I
Chell.
Loved her. I never understood
her voice,
why that didn't pop
great.
Off. She was so cool
there
looking.
There are always those ones that need to make it, and just for whatever reason, they just don't get that attention they deserve.
And Cherry Dennis was another one.
Yeah, she was.
I really liked. No, listen.
No, what would
no,
Diddy
listen.
Say if he caught you in the coop with the boy? Yo,
when, do you remember
loose?
When Making the Band
yes, I do.
Was rehearsing and they kept using I Love You,
yep,
Cherry Dennis, like
yeah.
over and over?
Yep.
I don't know if it just got like embedded
the song
in my
not.
Brain.
I Love You.
That song was hot. Yeah, if you don't know what song I'm talking about, look up I Love You by Cherry Dennis.
And you know what? That's back when I think she was working with Ryan Leslie, who was like
Ooh.
One of my musical heroes.
Yes.
And there
Ryan.
Used to be a demo of I Love You floating out there with Corey Latif Williams that I used to like bump all the time.
Serious?
Yeah. And then I fucking found Cherry Dennis' version. And this was like back in the day of like pirating for real, like when it was first that new hot shit. And I had the mashup of Cherry Dennis and Corey Latif Williams doing I Love You.
Oh,
friend, I
gotta
find that
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, that sounds dope.
That
she
right there,
put out,
you
she
loved
actually
it.
Put out a mixtape.
X versus
yes!
Coke.
Oh my God.
You know, I listen to everything.
You and
her,
are so
her sound,
funny.
Her sound is completely.
Literally,
completely
no music gets by Asante.
Different.
No, but I like that mixtape.
I like it too, but it's just completely
it
takes
but it's
her
like a,
out of what she was doing.
It's totally like druggy, vibey.
That's why I
yeah.
like it. You get.
It's so not like if you're like a music head and you like structure and melodies, it's
don't,
probably
don't do
not the mixtape for you.
It's
but
really
if you just like some background experimental shit while
yeah.
you're chilling with your friends, it's perfect.
I'm gonna have to listen to that. But speaking of Asante's musical taste, shout out to Alabama Shakes who won a Grammy for
yay.
Best Rock Performance.
Shout out to
yeah.
Alabama fucking Shakes
so
for winning.
Yeah.
They
happy.
Deserve that.
Yes, they do.
They deserve
that.
That
second album. heavy rotation.
I can't wait.
You really put me on to them, Asante, because I didn't give a damn about
and I don't
no Alabama
I honestly don't even know why. I remember listening to the album like several times. And
you
then
and
when
Crystal
we,
were the only ones I ever saw talking about that. And then when we rode on the bus to D.C.
And I made y'all listen. Yep. Like, I literally, that's how much I loved that album when I first heard it. I said,
that's
y'all
so
have
dope.
To listen to this. Like, y'all have to. So shout out to them for winning. That was the fucking shit. I don't know why I had a moment, but that music, man. If you
it's
have not listened,
it's just the way she sings, man.
If you have not listened,
you feel
to Alabama
everything.
Shakes, Sounds and Color, please listen to it. Do yourself a favor and really just sit
sounds
down.
And wait,
Sound and Color.
What's the song on it?
Dunes, Gemini.
It's called Go Second.
Our friend, it's your turn then.
No. I'm so mad I forgot the title of the song, yo. My memory.
Mine too.
Which one? The one that you
where
like?
She's like that I literally play all the time. That's why it's sad that
I don't
remember.
I don't
want
to fight no more.
Where she's like begging the guy like about love.
Give me all your love.
Give me all
And they played that one out.
You guys,
and
listen.
It's still good.
Those of you listening, if you're not familiar with Alabama Shakes, get Sound and Color from iTunes, and then listen to Give Me All Your Love. That yo, I feel that record on a spiritual level.
For real.
It is so good.
If you're a singer and you do R&B or something, like do a cover off of any of them damn songs on that album and send it to me.
Yes.
Because
she is a singer.
And man, send it to
and
me.
Send it to me. Now, don't send me a bunch of stranger covers. That's not what I'm asking you for.
Yes,
if
it is.
You,
he said anybody that
no,
Shake, send it to him at Hey Asante on Twitter.
This is very important. If you are a singer and you do a cover of one of those songs and send it to me, I will watch and I will give you feedback. Now, if it's bad, I'm going to tell you it's bad. I'm actually going to tell you to take it down because it's Alabama Shakes.
You
but
are a mess.
For real, that's how much I love their music and I connect with that shit. It was so cool. And just watching her up there winning that award and not knowing what to say and to just know that everything that she... Like, to watch somebody in that moment always, like, really gets me. So
I love that, man.
Shout out to them.
Shout out to them. So that's our memory lane. Icebreaker for today. If you guys have any songs...
We're not doing icebreakers anymore. It's the memory lane segment now. Like, we changed the whole show.
Our nostalgic asses. Send us tweets, SoundCloud comments. You know the role. Let us know what your favorite 90s and 2001 hit wonders were. Let's show them some love. Maybe we can get them touring.
Yeah.
Hey,
that
amen.
Would be a really dope tour. I'm just
I know,
like,
I'm gonna go.
Okay. I'll be right there.
Right, or a festival of one hit wonders. Hey.
They did do an ATL festival and I missed that shit.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not gonna talk about that though. Because then somebody gonna comment back, yeah, I was there. And I'm like, you bitch.
And you gotta be there when the people that you want to see go on stage because they only doing one song.
Stop
That's right.
It.
If you miss they set,
that's it.
You ain't gonna see it for another 10 years.
Sorry,
until somebody
dog.
Else invites their ass
that's
back
it.
Out.
So now we're jumping into this week's listener letters. What do we have, Asante?
Listener letters.
Tell me what you got to say.
Well, as per usual, don't forget to email us. I figured you like that. Don't forget to email us at thefriendzone@loudspeakersnetwork.com. Please send us anything that is going to be beneficial to the show, potentially. Because sometimes y'all send me stuff and I'm looking at these pictures like, what? Or comments or text, whatever. I'm not trying to tell y'all business. Anyway, let's go on ahead and get into this first one, and it's titled Intentions in Relationships. My question is this. Say you meet someone you have a great connection with, but they tell you that they intend on moving away in a couple of months. Would you stick around and just live in the moment, enjoy everything for what it is, or would you run for the hills? They didn't give a backstory. They just want to know.
Why does everybody look at me?
Right? We did. We're like,
Dustin. Do you guys get into relationships with the mindset of whatever happens, happens? Or are you always sure of your intentions that and don't enter situations unless they fit that?
Well, I don't believe in, putting boundaries on myself like that. So I'm always open, to possibilities.
Look, and like,
so,
look, we didn't ask you.
Yeah, I'm always open to possibilities. So, I don't believe in limiting myself like that. But as far as what was the original question? It was
would you stick around and just live in the moment?
That, yes, I actually would. This is something that has happened to me recently, actually, or before. I'll say that it's happened to me before. Where you meet somebody, they're extremely interesting, and then they move away. And it's been a really great experience that when you know that they think about you just as much as they as you think about them. So you randomly get a FaceTime or you randomly get, you know, a text saying, hey, this is what's going on with me today. You know, I'm at this restaurant. I just ordered this. And it made me think about the time that we went to this place and this happened here. I was just thinking about you, you know. I miss you.
Aww.
Those are like that. That's great, you know,
that
and it
kind of
gives you an opportunity to just build that with that person. So stick with it, you know, because here's the real deal, right? It automatically gives you somebody to like have those moments with where you text and say good night or good morning, you know, and you have that, you kind of get that emotional connection. But you're single because they don't live there, so you can still go on mad dates. You can still, like, be open to catching a baller or whatever. You know what I mean? You can just leave the door open. And, like, this situation is like the screen door, and then you got the main door. Like, you can leave the main door open and just leave your screen door closed so you can still catch a breeze. Bam.
And you're not letting the flies in.
Still catch a breeze. And that way you're not out the fly.
That's why you're not getting the mosquito bites.
That's right.
Y'all are so funny.
What about you, Fran? Are you going to stay and be in the moment and take it for what it is?
Well,
are you leaving?
No, you know what? I would tell whoever is writing it and just anyone listening, a lot of the times I say follow your gut because sometimes it can be a flash in the pan that might be fun and worth it. Maybe it's summertime, doesn't have to be anything that deep. But I've also known relationships that you two come at each other with this whole, like, oh, let's be cool, let's be chill. Or maybe, like, yeah, I'm moving. And then you affect each other in a way that you've never been affected before because you don't have control of that as much as we want to think we do. Because chemistry, we've said it before, chemistry is a motherfucker. And
yes,
you do not have control of that as much as you want to. You can try to control your feelings, but the only the only thing you're controlling is whether you're vocal about them or not. Really, that's it.
That's true.
So I think you don't know where it's going to take you. I've had relationships where we started out saying that and then we couldn't get enough of each other. And even though we moved away, it was like, well, when I'm in New York, you know who I'm seeing.
That's
you know
the
what
best.
I mean?
Ain't it the bomb friend?
Right. And it can actually turn into something cool. But like I said, I think it has to do with your comfort level because I know there are people that are like, no, like, you know, either you're in or you're not. And they're not really into that playful nature. It also depends on where you are in your life. But I say go for it. Sometimes relationships can be 6 years and some of them can be 3 months and I'll learn more from the 3 months than I did from 6 years. You know what I mean? Like, because connections,
yes.
You just never know. Connections don't really have a time frame. Some of them are so powerful that you guys just turn around and look at each other and it's like, bam.
And who knows? Things might go so good in 2 months, you might want to move away with. Okay.
You know what? This might be a new city for you to move to. Like, you just don't know. And
yeah.
I think that's the fun of it, that you don't know. It might be
you
nothing, but it might be everything.
Roll them dice, girl.
And to go back to what you were saying about you being at a different place in your life, you know, if, like, you're younger, you're a student, you can just up and move if you decide that
True.
Things are working out. I think that you should do some shit like that. But that's if you find that things are working out and... You know, not to say you should move with somebody in 2 months, but just give them a chance. You don't know what's going to happen and what effect you could have on each other, like Fran was saying. But that doesn't mean get into this thinking that you're going to lock somebody down.
Yeah, please
and keep
don't do
them
that.
And do all
That's
that stuff.
That's what ruins all of us.
So really,
expectations.
Yeah, really just do it for yourself. Like if you think you're going to become too attached and you're not going to want them to leave in 2 months, then potentially don't do that. But don't necessarily close yourself off from something that can go into something greater.
Yeah, adventures.
Adventure book, okay?
Hashtag adventure.
Adventure what?
Adventure time.
You said...
Adventure club.
You said book, though, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay, I thought you said another B word. Go ahead, never mind.
Adventure book?
But.
Adventure butt.
Adventure
I thought
butt.
You said adventure,
adventure butt.
Butt. Yes. I was trying to say, well, that's a whole new letter. That's a whole new... Four-page letter.
That you're going to send to a bitch in a bib.
Okay.
Tweet Dustin and ask him the story on Bitch in a Bib.
Hey, do it if you want to.
Let me read this another question. All right, this one is titled Intentions in Relationships. No, I'm just kidding. This one's actually titled Dustin, Please Help. So I had to read
that is so
one.
Funny. They're like, because we know he's going to get it straight.
Friend, is this you? Hello, beautiful ones.
They said my imagine.
You could have just texted me, dog. You could have just sent me a text,
If you
didn't
want to send him the group text, you could have hit him on the side. You didn't have to email.
What if I was like, please keep me anonymous?
All right. Hello, beautiful ones.
I go by HFH.
I feel like Dustin is the guy to ask this question to.
What's
up? But I would love to hear everyone's take on this. I'm a black 23-year-old college student, and I'm distinguishingly attracted to a man I presume is a lecturer here and who looks to be in his late 40s to early 50s.
Okay.
He's Caucasian, has beautiful gray hair, and an aura that speaks to me in so many different ways. Mm. I'm obviously not looking for a life partner, but I would really like to date him. I don't know anything about him, whether he's homosexual, I hope he is, married or racist, nothing.
Wow. He's married or racist. Or,
these are a lot of different, you know. Thanks. He's usually sitting by himself having a salad and a coffee when I see him and wears the same outfit every single day. A clean, crisp white shirt and gray trousers. Oh, you love that. How should
That's so Professor Chic.
Okay. How should I approach him? Please help. P.S. Although white people can be attractive, I've never been attracted to a white man before. So I'm taking your advice from a couple of episodes back.
Oh.
All right. So here we go. Bust this, right? So you see him all the time, right? He's always in the same spot, eating the same shit, doing the same thing, right? So you time yours so that you're getting up and leaving when he's sitting down. That way you can have something to do while you make your move. Make sure you're sitting over by where he normally sits. But that way so you can be occupied while you make your move. This is how you make your move.
Like Cassie.
You just say, yeah, I've been waiting. I think I'm going to make a move right now. So here's what you do. So when you're getting up, you just say, you look at his salad and whatever kind it is. Like, say it's like a,
It's a Caesar salad.
Say it's a Caesar salad, right? Then you look at him and you'd be like, large Caesar. I had that earlier myself. I see you here all the time. I don't want to be like weird or anything, but I just wanted to say hi.
Why am I like blushing when he's not even talking to me?
He's just like, I just wanted to say hi. I always notice you over here, and I always see you eating by yourself. So I just wanted you to know you can have some company if you really want it.
Oh,
I'm such and such. Like, leave your name. And then just like take it from there or whatever. And if he's open to the conversation, then you take your right hip and you jut it out and you ease your butt cheek down on into the seat slow in conversation.
Put it down on
I'm actually here
really
every day around
this charming
time.
Like, in real life.
Yeah, that's how you get him. That's how next
that
thing,
is
next
so
thing
cute.
You know, friend.
But look,
no, I'm just fucking.
My favorite part is that he be trying to adjust his voice, but he don't realize his voice is why he can say whatever he wants. And he be trying to adjust his voice for the advice. I'm like, that's not gonna work when they say it. Like, well, maybe it will. You might actually, you know, be a really bad bitch.
That is
you,
so...
you gotta give Chance a piece. You gotta try. Give Chance
Dyslexia
a piece. Give Peace
not
a chance.
He said, give Chance a
give
peace.
Chance a my, all we are saying.
My dyslexia is
give
not
give Chance
pleased.
A piece. Yeah, so anyway, but that's all you do. Just make it as natural and as honest of an introduction as you can. Anything else you do will be weird. So the best thing you can do is just be honest and just be like, hey, you know, I see you all the time by yourself. I just wanted you to know you don't necessarily have to eat by yourself if you don't want to. I'm here. My name's Dustin. I just want to say hi. Hope you have a good day. Boom. You know what I'm saying?
There it is.
Next thing you know.
Are those butt cheeks clapping?
A round of applause. Baby, make that ass clap.
Okay. And you know the rest of the song. So, yeah. Let us know about it.
Well, friend, do you have anything that you want to add?
I don't know what I could add.
It was for Dustin, in all
perfect.
Fairness, and I think he did nail it, so...
Let me know how it worked out for you.
Please do.
All I ask is give us an update.
That's right.
On your update.
So we're going to do one more. Or maybe two more, I don't know. Maybe just one more. This one is titled, A Classy Clapback? Question mark. Uh-oh. Just in case you didn't hear me say it in that, you know.
Back.
Question mark. Hi, friend Dustin and Asante. I need your advice on how to do a classy clapback. I work at a small nonprofit.
I can't help you with this one.
He's just going to give you the clap.
I can't help
you. The clapback. Well,
I'm of no assistance, dog.
Look,
how you tap out one sentence in?
Okay. I work at a small nonprofit. My boss and I have worked together for 3 years now and have become good friends. He hired me for this job, and we work closely together every day. The problem is he can be super mean. This is me. She talking about me. He constantly makes fun of me for my weight, my lack of social life, and a relationship. Okay, this ain't me. At first it was funny, but now it is starting to get to me. I have low self-esteem, and sometimes his words cut deeper than he realizes. Now he's started making fun of me in front of other coworkers who now think it's okay to talk slick to me. How can I tell my boss to stop without jeopardizing my job or straining our friendship? Dustin, I am not opposed to hearing your petty note. Love you guys. Keep up the good work.
Call the health department. I guarantee he wasn't ready for that visit. Be like, oh, bitch, you want to be funny? By my inseam and my waist size. Okay, bitch, look here, bitch. 1-800-HEALTH-DEPARTMENT! Everything is off the code. Ain't nothing. It's mold and mildew. It's shit all on the bathroom floor. It's rotten ass food in the cabinet, in the kitchens, and don't open the refrigerator if you want to. Everything around here is fucked up, and it's asbestos everywhere.
Do you remember when Susie was on Basketball Wives and she kept trying to say asbestos? She was like, she got asbestos.
She looked like an asbestos.
Asbestos.
She tried so hard. Shout out to Susie. I hope you got your teeth fixed.
Stop.
So what I'm going to say is,
I bet you left Petty in 2015.
I try every day.
I try
every day. I'm trying. That's what's important, right?
You need to get you a coloring book to activate the other parts of your brain other than that Petty part all the goddamn
time. What's
going to
happen if I put my stones on my coloring book?
It's going to be lit. It'll be bedazzled.
It's going to look up at you and say, and you're still petty.
Right. It's going to snatch out your hands and clothes.
Look, friend, you got another one? Keep going, friend.
No, that was it.
I was going to say friend joined in. I was excited.
My stone's activated.
Yeah, that's
They're
right.
They're like, enough.
After I got finished laughing, huh?
They hug friend and rolled their eyes at me like,
After your stone got finished rolling.
Papa.
Back to the question. So to tell your boss, I think you should, because y'all are friends, you should maybe do
are
it.
You?
Well, she's...
Are you?
Or this person did say that they had been really close friends. Their boss is just, you know, mean at work when, you know, he the boss.
You think I'm going to let you call me fat and no social life for 3 years? You think that's going to happen?
Right.
Like, look, like Drita, this ain't friendship. Okay? Like Drita told Karen, I don't shit on my friends and fight my... This ain't friendship. It ain't friendship, sweetie. Okay.
You're going to tell her boss that she they're back
no,
at dildos?
No, I'm not going to tell her to do that.
You're
but
back
I am going to tell
biggest
her
biggest bag
is,
of dildos I've ever seen.
You listen, if the floor is open for that type of conversation and dialogue, then those keywords, the floor is open. You talk about your boss ass too. Get on them heels and them shoes. Get on that neck. You know what I'm saying? Get on them glasses, leaving prints all inside his old high blood pressure ass head all inside his head. Get on your boss. Get on that shirt tucked in them belt with them buttons pulling and shit. Get on your boss.
Get on them
twisted ass dockers stuck up on the left side of his ass sheet. Stuck up under the underwear on the left side. He looking a fool walking around the office trying to tell somebody what to do. Get on them pants.
If you are going to go into a reading fest, why don't you just, you know, go on ahead and start clapping back at everybody else in the office when they talk about you since they feel comfortable.
That's what I say.
And then at some point you should just tell your boss, you know, maybe when y'all out having wings after work, be like, hey, you know, so look, I don't like you making fun of me at work. You know, I just don't really like doing that.
If you do it right, you can open your discussion with, so, you know, I really didn't even want to do you like that.
Awesome.
You know, I really didn't even mean to do you like that earlier. I just, you know, that's what you do. But get them good, baby. Get your foot all up in betwixt that ass. Get them.
Well, you said you guys were friends, so I'm wondering,
right?
Maybe that you and offended him or something, and he didn't talk to you about
he
it.
He is letting you have it.
Yeah, and you guys never hashed it out. And some people are like that. You know, everyone has that friend that you'll do something to and might not even realize, and they will hold on to it, and you'll be like, what happened? Then they're telling you about something that happened 3 months ago, and you're just like, wow, girl, like, you could have told me. So it could be that, you know, maybe you have to think back, but you know what I'm going to say. Take them aside. Dustin's already laughing. Take them aside, you know, grab your lapis lazuli communication stone and say, we need to talk. No, but all jokes aside, I think clearly when someone is coming at you like that, either they're A, threatened, you know, by you in some way, or there's something about you that is just clashing with them and you have to talk to them about it or it's not going to stop.
And maybe your poker face is stronger than you realized. And they might be cracking jokes on you and you just laughing so hard with them. They don't realize they're actually hurting your feelings.
That's true, too.
Because people can't tell that you're hurting if you're pretending not to hurt.
That's very true, too. And we're not psychic, you know, and I think that's something most people forget. Like, if you are feeling a way, speak on it, because not everyone will be able to read that on you all the time. Not everyone has that emotional intelligence.
Bring a patty pie to work and don't let anybody else have
none. On the petty note... Go to HR. Shit.
You just now doing the petty note?
Yeah.
You've been petty.
Right, that first one wasn't.
That was serious.
he looked like
that was serious.
See?
No, but for real though, I meant that. Talk about his ass. That'll get him off. Get him up off it. Get off me.
Isn't that tricky though? Because HR might side with the boss.
Not if you tell the story right. Okay.
But if everybody cracking jokes against her, it's her word against the whole office at that point.
That sounds like bullying to me.
HR might be in on it.
Perspective, girl. Perspective.
Don't give her that perspective. Corporations will get rid of you quicker when you are the only one. They don't give a fuck what the problem is.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
And lawyers will pick you up when they do that.
If you want to fight the good fight, girl, get you that check.
Dustin be knowing the loopholes,
he
boy.
He do. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you going to fight that good fight, girl, mm-hmm. go ahead and take it to court and mm-hmm. get you that check. But if you're not down with it, girl, I don't know what to tell you. Mm-hmm. I can't do that.
Hashtag Dustin be knowing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, is that it for our listener letters for this
mm-hmm.
week?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so done.
This is a fun show this week, you guys.
This was a loopy ass show.
This is very fun this week.
This is loopy, right? Well, you know, every week we hit you with your friend, English. English.
We know it's not your first language. We know that your first language.
It isn't.
We know that your first language is love.
And you should never make fun of someone that speaks with an accent because that means they know another language. I saw that on Tumblr.
To read you in.
On Tumblr. Okay.
Did you see that? I was like, that's so deep.
You know what? You got to give me Tumblr. I missed the whole Tumblr era. I started and then porn took over my Tumblr and then I just stopped. I said no.
Oh God, that's so embarrassing. There is nothing. Anyone on Tumblr knows this. There's nothing like scrolling through Tumblr randomly.
And seeing somebody you know.
If somebody's behind you. One day I was at my mom's house in her living room and I'm scrolling just mindlessly and just these balls. I tried to scroll fast and then I heard her go, "What was that?" I was like, "What?" She's like, "Are you looking at porn in my house?" I was like, "No, it's Tumblr."
Yo, I was working at a fucking
record
label. She
was so confused because she's like, "Well, isn't that where your site is based out of?" I was like, "No, it's not my Tumblr." It's like I didn't put balls on friend.com.
What the hell is going on, friend?
She was so confused.
I'm in the fucking record label office hoping that the fucking porn don't get on the intranet. Like, I'm like, "Why is this on Tumblr?" And then my Tumblr became it. It got infected.
Yo, Tumblr is so funny. But anyways, back to what I was trying to say. So our Black Business Shout Out of the Week.
Shout out.
We wanted to shout out our homegirl, Gia.
Yes.
Homies on homies on homies.
Right? Known as Miss Gia online. She has a website called ownyourblackness.com, which we absolutely love. She has really cool hoodies and mugs and even baby clothes, sweatshirts, long sleeve tanks, totes, you name it. And they have really cool slogans on them that are like Black love and just really, what's the right word? Black empowerment.
Yes, that's absolutely.
Yeah, it's a really cool Black empowerment site. So, you know, we're all about supporting our friends and most importantly, supporting small Black business. So definitely check out ownyourblackness.com. As always, that link will be underneath the SoundCloud.
Right information.
Yeah.
So shout out to Miss Gia.
Shout out Gianna Tiana Taylor.
Gianna Tiana Taylor, baby.
I stole it from Crystal. She's the card. That's
Gia has great stuff, though. I actually got some pieces from her.
Yeah, I remember you did have them.
They're great. I have a shirt from
her.
And
it's really good quality.
Very good quality.
Really cool prices, affordable. And there's so much. I'm looking at the site right now. And she has pages and pages for you guys to sift through. So you'll find something.
Don't spend
that
all
you
your
like.
Money on there. Well, go ahead, spend all your money on there. It's a lot of really dope like shirts on there for real.
No, it's amazing. So we'll have all that info and definitely support her and pass
spread
the
some
word.
Good messages.
Yeah, and it's cool because like we said, it's Black empowerment. So I love being on the train and wearing my
Black ass shirt.
Right. This one says woke. as fuck. Just to show you guys an example.
I have one that says black and it's in sign language, like spelt out on top too.
Oh, that's dope.
I have one that says hella black, hella proud, and I love it.
And as well, she has a mug that she actually just released this week, and it says Jazz Personality G Mentality, and it has like a little cute vibe.
Okay. Yeah. Jazz Personality, right? Hey. G Mentality.
So shout out to Gia. Definitely support her. She has a lot of cute stuff that I'm sure you guys are going to like. And what else do we have to do? Any church announcements?
Y'all got church announcements?
Not this week. Actually, yes. We'll see everybody this Friday.
Oh, yes.
At the new school, downtown Manhattan.
Downtown.
Those of you that are lucky ticket holders to the Reed's third anniversary live show.
Yay. Congrats
very proud.
To our friends.
Yes, 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 yes.
We'll
see
you
guys this Friday evening.
And we'll all be there. I will be there with... I'll be rolling up with Cheska Lee, and Shameless Maya will be there for the Shameless Maya fans.
All
so,
right.
Right, all of us will be in the building supporting Kid Fury and Crystals because we love them so much.
I can't wait, and I'm going to be drinking, so it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, I'm going to be high as hell. If you always see me, you know I'm high. So if you see me, know that I'm high. Because people be looking at me like, what's going on? Like, I'm high.
They're like, what's wrong?
Wait, so are there any other church announcements?
I didn't have any.
You don't have nothing coming up, friend?
Nothing I can share. The Nylon feature.
Yeah, shout out to Hey Friend. Hey.
Yay.
In Nylon Magazine. Looking beautiful.
Thank you.
A great feature on her and all her work and her amazing YouTube channel. We're so proud.
Thank you. So the Nylon feature that I had told you guys about finally dropped. I believe it dropped on Saturday. So definitely check that out. I have it on my Instagram, which is just Hey Friend Hey, and you can... I have it, the link right there in the bio, so you can just click it directly from there and it'll redirect you. I think it was a really good article. I'm proud of it. And just the series as a whole, it's like a Black women empowerment series where they take women from different industries and we give insight on how we became who we are, how we got there, how we navigated as Black women in the industry, and just tips on how you can do that as well if you are an entrepreneur.
As well.
Right?
So
check that
too.
Out.
Okay.
So shout out to Nylon for that feature. Really, really awesome. And that's it for me. No other announcements.
I actually do want everybody to go head over to BroadwayBlack.com, and who we featured a couple weeks ago as our small black business.
Drew.
I actually did a guest spot. Shout out to Drew Shade on their Off-Book podcast. They have a podcast like all their other content that's strictly focused on things of the theater arts pertaining to black people. And so it was a great opportunity. Amber Iman, I believe, was her name. And what's the other gentleman's name? Donye. Yeah, great.
Modern-day black gay, Donye.
Yeah, great panel over there, great discussion. So head over to BroadwayBlack.com and check out the Off-Book podcast. And that's it, y'all. I hope everybody had a wonderful Valentine's Day out there tonight, this evening, y'all. I hope you had a good time and wrapped it up, strapped it up, before you clapped it up. And, you know... I guess that is the Motown sound, huh? Can you already be out of here? Friend, baby, are you okay, baby?
I am. Actually, before we go, I wanted to give a quick shout out to my little cousin, Hema.
Hi, Hema.
It was her birthday.
Happy birthday, Hema.
All right, and she just turned the big 14.
Go ahead.
And she listens to the show. She has all her friends listening to the show, so I thought it would be fun for her to be surprised right now while she's riding in the car with her mom on the way to school.
Happy birthday,
Hema,
baby.
Happy birthday.
Right?
Oh, but friend, you got to lead it.
Yo.
No.
Oh, damn. You don't love Hema. You hear that? She don't love you.
Friend said, Hema knows she can sing.
I'm just playing. Friend loves you very much.
Happy birthday, Hema.
We love you, Hema. Thank you for supporting us.
This
and
one's for
I
you.
Hope you your friends are good to you on your birthday. And we love you. And this is your special shout out.
Yes,
I
Hema.
Promise.
Happy birthday, baby.
All right, Asante, any announcements?
Yes, I have one last announcement. I've mentioned before that I'm going to be hosting a screening. It's coming up. If you want just to get general details on it, just latasha.com. The screening is coming up on March 8th. It's going to be in Harlem. I'm hosting a panel discussion. It's going to be Latasha, the creator, and a couple of the actors and maybe actresses or actors. You know, women can be actors, okay?
And what's the site where we get?
Justlatasha.com. You can go to just look at her content, explore, and get tickets for it. Y'all know that I'm all about supporting the up-and-comers and being brave. So if you have something that you want to just put out there, just as a general message to everybody, don't be afraid to put it out there. Get out there and do it. I've been held back for so many years just not doing shit. So don't. My message to you is to don't be held back.
Word. That should be the affirmation. Fuck fear.
Fuck fear. Hashtag fuck fear.
That's the affirmation.
Hashtag fuck fear.
Because, like, you guys always see that quote where it's like, no matter what you do, people are going to talk anyway. So.
That's right.
Might as well do what you do.
Say it out loud. So speaking of that and fuck fear, I'm going to say what's been on my heart, what I've been dying to say this whole damn time.
Mm-hmm.
The Grammys was yesterday. The Grammys was Monday of this week, and I just want them to know, you know, that it was some things that happened that shouldn't have happened, okay? And one of them would have been, you know, since you mentioned All About, you know, I thought about All About That Bass and Megan...
Trainor.
What is it?
Trainor.
Trainor.
Mm-hmm.
Her.
Her.
Why she win Best New Artist, dog?
Who is she up against?
Tori Kelly.
Oh, and my best friends worked on her
Tori
album.
Kelly.
And some other people, but Tori Kelly, you know what I'm saying? You know that was Tori's trophy. When they gave it to her, I said they done took Tori's trophy and gave it to the lady from Bridesmaids. What kind of shit is this, man? God.
But you know what? Shout out to Tori Kelly, because shit like that happens to great people all the time. I wish I could just call her up and
that's
be like, girl,
true. Isn't
don't.
There like a stat that's like where they say it's most people that win the best new artist like don't go on to do anything past that?
Oh, potentially.
Yeah, it's like a weird curse that's kind of known. So it might hurt you in the moment because everyone dreams of receiving. That's a Grammy you practice for in front of the bathroom mirror like your whole life. But almost every major artist has not won that. You know, like, there are a lot of people that haven't won Best New Artist, and
so
they weren't.
Girl,
yeah,
keep your head up.
Think about the longevity, girl. You got this.
We still here for you. We know that your ass can sing, and we ready and popping. All right, let's get this.
It just wasn't right.
It was not.
It wasn't right.
It absolutely.
But when are the Grammys right?
When
they
are the
never
Grammys
right.
Right?
Well, they be right a little bit sometimes. Like when Outkast won Album of the Year a long, long time ago.
A long, long time ago.
Every time Beyoncé win, they get it right. Every time Mary J. Blige win, they get it right. You know, it's certain people who
and
get
the
it
Alabama
right.
Shakes won.
And
so
Alabama Shakes, they got it right.
They did get it right.
Absolutely. Right. So, okay, we leaving for real this time.
Oh, yeah
we
sorry,
are. Bye,
guys.
Y'all. Love y'all. Bye.
Stay love you. See you next week.
And pay your taxes because I'm not paying mine.
Have you ever wondered what the stars have to say about your favorite artists and writers? Listen to Stars and Stars with Issa, where I, your host and astrologer, Issa Nakazawa, read and interpret astrological birth charts of luminaries like W. Kamau Bell, Gia Tolentino, and so many more. You'll discover how astrology can unlock fascinating insights about these stars, and who knows, maybe you'll learn a little bit more about yourself. Listen to Stars and Stars with Issa wherever you get your podcasts.